All kinds of symbolic language come naturally to the articulate mystic, who is often a literary artist as well, so naturally that he sometimes forgets to explain that his utterance is but symbolic, a desperate attempt to translate the truth of that world into the beauty of this. Rudolf Otto, author of The Idea of the Holy, 1917, who followed Underhill and James in taking mystical experience seriously, suggested that mystics' word choices are best treated as ideograms rather than maps. Indeed, taking mystics' words literally often results in useless theological controversy. Attempts at translation can lead to other misinterpretations as well. Freudians have detected perverted sexuality, and clinicians have diagnosed insanity in mystics who were trying to describe their experiences in the language available. However, some useful terms have emerged from the mystics' descriptions. Three types of experience seem to be fairly general: contemplation, dark night of the soul, and mystical union. In contemplation, sometimes called meditation, recollection, or interior silence, consciousness is intentionally concentrated on one object or idea. Distractions are simply noted and dismissed in the hope of encountering hidden levels of consciousness. The 16th century Carmelite, John of the Cross, coined the term dark night of the soul to describe the sense of abandonment mystics sometimes feel when contemplation does not produce mystic consciousness. It is often associated with a residual unwillingness to give up a false sense of self. In mystical union, unio mystica, the mystic merges with God or the Absolute in love. A related question, which we will look at shortly, is whether a common substrate links mystical experiences the world over, or are such experiences so determined by language and culture that they cannot be understood apart from them? For example, do Christians and Buddhists have the same experiences but describe them differently, or are they having different experiences? Some mystics have attempted to describe their experiences by negation. This apophatic tradition, explanation through denial, can be rhetorically effective, as in, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him." Misunderstanding has often resulted. Mystics do not seek to eliminate consciousness as such, but rather the everyday consciousness that generates high levels of mental noise fatal to mystical experience. To access a buried level of consciousness, mystics must systematically negate or dismiss distracting thought patterns.